Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we pray for understanding. We ask you to anoint our eyes with eyes solved that we may see. We ask you to open our ears that we may hear what you are saying to us this morning. We ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom and understanding concerning the times that we are living in. And we ask you, Lord, to lift the veil over your word so that we may see the events of the end. And Lord, in seeing, give us the wisdom to do what is right in your sight. Give us the boldness to go out and preach your word and to lead others to Jesus Christ. We ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, we're looking at our study of Revelation. And today's message is the rise of the Antichrist. So let's start off by looking at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 1. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. We've seen this before, but we'll start here. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. And as we said, this is two events. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is the second advent, where Jesus puts his foot down on the earth. And by our gathering together unto him refers to the rapture. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed. And we decided that that was the church, whom the Lord shall consume with the Spirit by his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivable